Measure 2 on the November ballot deals with the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund. That fund is used to make up for any budget allotments to elementary and secondary education. The governor orders the allotment and then can dip into that fund. The measure would allow the legislature to access the fund for educational purposes. Opponents say because the measure does not specifically spell out K-12 education, the money could be used for such things as higher education.
Well, as far as we're concerned, it is for K-12.
State Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner said if it's necessary, he and House Majority Leader Al Carlson have agreed to introduce legislation in 2017 to define what education means.
It's an asset that's stranded. We can't touch it unless there's a shortfall. It could be another 20 years before there's a shortfall. I think we got some places that we can use that money in K-12.
Warner says one idea for using the money is to help fund school building projects.
And what our plans are is to set up a low-interest revolving loan fund with that money so that schools can borrow the money at a very low rate and build their facilities. There are some communities that are growing in the state, and it's going to be important to them, which entails helps the property tax owner.
And he says it would help keep schools whole going forward.
One thing that people don't understand is that money that we use this biennium to replace the cuts, we have to find it someplace for next biennium. That's $116 million. Plus, we have an increase in student enrollment, which will probably cost the state about $100 million. That's $216 million that we have to come up with.
Two major education groups, ND United and the Council of Educational Leaders, support the measure. The North Dakota School Boards Association opposes it, calling it a raid on the K-12 savings account. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.